Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See Home Club for details.
Accra, a thriving West African city, embodies the pulse of Ghanaian hospitality and culture, creating unforgettable experiences that captivate the hearts of many. Hosting over 100 international conferences and events annually, the city attracts millions of business travelers and tourists, generating significant demand for hotel rooms. This surge in demand presents a unique opportunity for investors to tap into the hospitality market, and DevTraco Plus is at the forefront of this opportunity. Introducing Hotel at the Address, the third and final tower of the Address, offering a range of luxurious units with impeccable finishing and top-of-the-line amenities. Managed by international hotel operators, this investment promises exceptional guest experiences, high occupancy rates, outstanding returns for investors, and long-term value appreciation. Own a hotel room at the Address, diversify your investment, and benefit from a shared income system whilst increasing potential returns.
What is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. I am Emma Davis. Let's settle for the details. Fuel prices are expected to increase in the first half of June 2024. That's according to the Institute for Energy Security, IES. The IES is attributing the expected increase in the price of petroleum products to the worsening performance of the cedi, which fell by 4.17% against the dollar in the last 2 weeks. Here's Adam Yakubu, a research analyst at the IES.
When you monitor the international market for refined petroleum products, you would realize that all petroleum products, that is gasoline, gas oil, and LPG, have their prices driving down. On the contrary, when you monitor the performance of the cedi, you would realize that the cedi over the last two windows of May have cumulatively depreciated by some almost 7%. In the latest update, the IES is projecting a likely price hike as a result of the poor performance of the city.
That was a research analyst at the IES, Adam Yakubu. Now, the executive board chairman of Magdan Group, Dr. Daniel McCauley, has disclosed that the company's salt refinery will kickstart the processing of refined salt in commercial quantities in August this year. Speaking in an interview with Joy Business, Dr. McCauley emphasized that the company is committed to engaging off-takers in its operations both domestically and internationally. He made the announcement during an industrial tour by the Association of Ghana Industries at the Electrolem in Ada.
We're building one of the biggest refineries in Africa. August, it should be up and running. We're building a port here. Luckily, this is a product, the demand is very high. When we finish the port and the refinery, we're going to produce for industry. Those will produce in jumbo bags for export and local consumption.
That was Dr. Daniel McCauley, the executive chairman of Magdan Group, speaking during a tour at Electrochem in Adam. Moving on, economist Professor Charles Acker has expressed concerns over the monetary policy rate, indicating businesses are stretched. The Bank of Ghana maintained the rate at 29% following its May 2024 meeting. The governor, Dr. Ernest Addison, explained that the decision was taken to anchor inflation expectations and stop the recent cedi depreciation. Professor Acker says the move is not achieving the desired result.
Based on the market you're operating for. And I think we need to have a national discussion on how do we deal with an appropriate monetary policy that is developmental and conducive to creating jobs and enhancing growth. At the moment, we are sacrificing growth and employment because we want to deal with inflation and exchange rate stability. And I don't know whether that's the price we want to pay. We have too many unemployed people, too many graduates unemployed.
Professor Charles Acker is an economist. The president of the Chartered Institute of Logistics and Transport, Engineer Mark Amwama, is calling on practitioners in the transport and logistics sector to carry out their logistics duties efficiently. According to him, the inefficiencies and gaps within the logistics and distribution operations forces end users to bear additional costs. He was speaking at the 2024 Logistics and Distribution Management Workshop in Accra.
We've identified that along the day, the various costs, because we don't do this very efficiently and effectively, the final cost builds up to the final consumer. In fact, when you keep your goods at the port after a certain number of time, you know, you pay the mortgage, you pay that and all that. In fact, an importer who has gone through that will just pass on the cost to the customer, the final consumer. What do we say? We say things are expensive, we try to blame and all that. These are some of the inefficiencies that we want to come here to address.
That is the end of the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. Please stay tuned in for the Joy Business Van after this break.
We know say problem day, but you for chop life. Simply deposit cash in multiples of 500 Ghana cedis into your Ecobank account at your nearest branch, Express Point, or through Ecobank Mobile to win your share of over 1 million cedis in prizes in the Ecobank Million Gang promo, EMG. Be one of over 7,000 people to be rewarded. Hey, my God. Yes, so over 7,000 people go chop soft life from May to July 31, 2024. Be an Ecobank customer or be square. Remember, every 500 Ghana Cedi deposit earns you a point for the Ecobank Million Gang today. EMG. Deposit today and win your share of 1.2 million in cash and prizes. A better way to enjoy life. A better way. A better Africa. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. This promo is regulated by the NLA on the Caritas Lottery platform.
Are you an aquaculture enthusiast? Then this is for you. The Chamber of Aquaculture Ghana and its partners proudly invite you to Aquaculture Ghana 2024, largest aquaculture stakeholders gathering in Ghana. The event is coming off on the 30th and 31st of May at the World Trade Center, Accra, Ghana at 9 o'clock a.m. daily. Aquaculture Ghana comprises of a conference, exhibition and awards. Entry to the conference and exhibition is free. Conference will address Ghana's aquaculture industry challenges and opportunities. Aquaculture Ghana is proudly sponsored by Renan Fish Feed, Grand Aqua Fish Feed, Cycle Farms, Wish, Verbac, Triple Farms Limited, and Gesell. For more information, call Manuela on 050-413-0255. See you on the 30th and 31st of May at the World Trade Center, Accra.
Welcome to the Joy Business Van, brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and MTN Business. What are we doing today? Creating jobs, loving chocolate. Fairfree Ghana is creating more value for Ghana's cocoa. The Joy Business Van takes a trip to Suhum in the Eastern Region to see how the Ghanaian social business is sparking a revolution in the global chocolate industry, producing 100% organic chocolates. Take a listen.
Cocoa is a major foreign exchange earner for Ghana, and Ghana is one of the top producers of the commodity globally. At Amanase, in the Suhum district of the Eastern Region, cocoa farmers are busy at work, as is the case most days. The cocoa beans they produce are eventually going to be exported to other countries, where the beans are processed into chocolate products and exported right back to Ghana. It's one of the biggest unresolved challenges facing Ghana and other African countries producing cocoa, the lack of value addition causing the country to lose out on billions in foreign exchange. Not too far from where these cocoa farmers are, the story is changing. A Ghanaian social business, Fair Free Ghana, is sparking a revolution.
What had been a normal practice in Africa, where we are always sending raw materials to Europe and other places to add value, had been of interest to our funder when he spent some time in Eastern Africa and realized that this practice was not going to serve any good, and so started looking at commodities that were associated within Africa, and then what can we do to keep the value creation at home.
That's Michael Mammenhelm, Managing Director of Fairfree Ghana, recounting how the business started. Ghana was identified as one of the potential countries in Africa to start the business. In fact, Ghana and Ivory Coast combined produce almost 2/3 of the world's cocoa. Fairfree began to explore what it could do with the cocoa.
The early years had us partner with some already established businesses in the country, processing cocoa beans into finished product chocolate. So our first round of productions, we did it with the government chocolate making company. And the first round of Fairfree bars were produced with them. Of course, there were challenges, and that pushed us to also go into another partnership with this time a private chocolate maker. It worked well for about 3 rounds of chocolate production, I think between 2016 to 2018. But yet again, another round of challenges pushed us to say, look, why don't we just build our own factory to be able to do this by ourselves?
In 2020, Fairfree Ghana started construction of a state-of-the-art chocolate factory at Amanase.
The chocolate industry is worth billions of dollars. And if you only end at selling of beans, you are estimated to just be enjoying 6% of this value. If you move to the next phase, which is the semi-finished product, that is doing liquor, butter, cake, and powder, you are just playing around 15% of this value chain. But if you go further into what we are doing now here, you're going to play around 35 to 45% of this value chain, depending on how you play it out.
It was not only the monies the country could generate from adding value to cocoa that was a motivation, but improving the livelihoods of the farmers involved in this lucrative business, many of whom are still poor.
So we're like, no, we would want to use our influence to change the socioeconomic conditions of these people by creating value right in origin. And so connecting what has been the challenges that we've seen with adding value and thinking of how to turn around things brought us to Suhum, for example, to start this dream.
According to statistics, 73 to 90% of cocoa farming households do not reach the level of a living income. The story is no different in Suhum.
Suhum was chosen because then as a company and as a brand, we had positioned ourselves only for organic activities. And Suhum has been known for producing a lot of Ghana's organic cocoa beans. And it made much more sense to find ourselves here because another aspect of our business in terms of brand impact is to cause a social impact or a social change. And what best can you do in terms of trying to do this if you don't situate yourself within the grounds where the problems are?
It's been 3 years since construction began, and Fairfree Ghana's chocolate factory is fully operational, producing 100% organic chocolates. Next time on the Joy Business Van, we'll get a tour of the chocolate factory.
Join us at 5 p.m. on Business Live on the Joy News channel today for the Business Van. That's the end of the Joy Business Van, brought to you by EcoBank, a better way, a better Africa, and MTN Business. What are we doing today? This is the year to stop singing and talking about chopping and enjoying life and just do it. EcoBank has over 1 million CDs worth of cash and prizes in the EcoBank Million Gang promo for you and over 7,000 others across Ghana. Hey, my God. Winners will be rewarded bi-weekly and you can be one of them winning up to 10,000 CDs. There will also be 3 monthly draws and all you have to do is to deposit cash in multiples of 500 CDs into your EcoBank account at your nearest branch, EcoBank Express Point or via EcoBank Mobile to stand a chance of winning. Other prizes include fuel vouchers, shopping vouchers, airtime and many more. Promo runs from May to July 31st, 2024. It's your time to chop life. Remember, every 500 CDs you deposit earns you an entry into the EMG draw. A better way to enjoy life, a better way, a better Africa. EcoBank, the Pan-African Bank. I am Emma Davis. Ignition is next. Please stay.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.